Hello, hola, welcome, bienvenidos. I am your sex-positive, faith-based, womanist, sacred rebel podcast host, speaker, writer, and energy healer, Lucelenia, and this is episode 36 of the Radiant Sessions podcast. Today, we are going to expound on last week's topic, taking up space, and talk about authenticity. Authenticity. You know me, I gotta go and start with the definition. Words mean things. And I think it's important that we ground ourselves by including exactly what I mean when I say authenticity. Oxford Languages defines authenticity as the quality of being authentic, and authentic is defined as something that is genuine, based on facts, or original, reliable, accurate. Brené Brown says that authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we are supposed to be and embracing who we are. It is not something we have or don't have. It's a practice, a conscious choice of how we want to live. Authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen. It means cultivating the courage to be emotionally honest, to set boundaries, and to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, exercising the compassion that comes from knowing that we are all made of strength and struggle and connected to each other through a loving and resilient human spirit, nurturing the connection and sense of belonging that can only happen when we let go of what we are supposed to be and embrace who we are. Mindfully practicing authenticity during our most soul-searching struggles is how we invite grace, joy, and gratitude into our lives. Authenticity demands wholehearted living and loving, even when it's hard, even when we're wrestling with the shame and fear of not being good enough, and especially when the joy is so intense that we're afraid to let ourselves feel it. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take a pause and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I know. I get it. It's not easy. It takes a lot of courage. Every day, to choose to be honest with ourselves first. We can't be honest with other people unless we're first honest with ourselves. To be honest with ourselves, then to be honest with the people around us and allow them to see us for who we truly are. Not what we think they want to see, not what we're told they want to see. Let's be all the way real. A lot of what we're doing and how we're showing up in life in different places and spaces isn't just because we're trying to people please. It's because we're existing in containers that have told us as Black women, as women of faith, as Christian women, as daughters, as mothers, as sisters, as friends, as employees, that we are supposed to show up in a specific way, regardless of how that makes you feel, regardless of how that makes other people feel, regardless of whether or not that aligns with who you are. No one is truly considering you. They're considering what makes them feel comfortable with your existence in that space. That's misogyny, that's patriarchy, that's religion, that is racism, that is prejudice, that is homophobia, that is transphobia, that is insert ism here. Your existence triggers me. Your authenticity, your reality, how you show up triggers me. So I don't want you to be who you are. I want you to be who I'm telling you you're supposed to be. And if we're really, truly honest, it's very insidious because we've been receiving this messaging, this programming, since we were babies. So we have to intentionally do the work of unpacking these things, of letting those messages go to truly uncover who we are underneath what everyone else told us we were supposed to be. But if we did that work, if we gave ourselves permission, I promise you, there's a joy and a peace and a happiness that is waiting for you at the other end of that. Because I know from experience that so much of my struggle, so much of my unrest in who I am was because I was trying to be something, be someone that really didn't truly align with who I am at my core. Things in my life did not line up because I was not showing up as my authentic self. I didn't even know who I was to even show up authentically. Growing up in survival mode, like many of us has, doesn't really give us the freedom to really investigate and make mistakes and figure who that is out. We feel like we have to be perfect. And not just intrinsically, again, because we've been told that we don't have the room to make mistakes. Think about it. Even, you know, Black excellence. As much as I love Black excellence, the other side of that is that why do I have to be excellent all the time to be treasured? Why can't I just be regular? And how much pressure do we really feel to always have to embody Black excellence to represent the collective? Being told that we have to be 2-3 times better than our white counterparts. to get ahead, to get anywhere. And if we're really honest, that is what is said in public. But a lot of the messaging that we receive, whether it's said explicitly or implicitly, is that we have to be better than each other too. We're not just in competition with our white counterparts. We're in competition with each other. And so, no, I can't show up as my authentic self, even if I know. Even if you know, if you're listening to this and you know there are ways in which you show up that is not you. You mask, you hide, because you don't want someone else to see that you don't have it all together. You don't want someone else to see your vulnerabilities, because then they'll judge you. And that judgment feels like they're better than you. And before we allow someone else to see our points of infallibility, not only do we come in and mask, but oftentimes we'll throw daggers. It's the energy. It's the words. It's the way that we exclude people. It's the way that we talk about people. It's the way that we triangulate and get our friends on our side. And I get it. Again, we want to feel safe. And so oftentimes, we show up in spaces, we wake up in the morning, and we unconsciously trade being authentic for safety. The idea of showing up authentically is scary, because what if someone doesn't accept us? What if we're ridiculed? What if we're judged? We want to be seen and fit in. But here's the thing. Trading authenticity for safety, you may experience the following: anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, rage, blame, resentment, and inexplicable grief. Because you're not being real. If you're not being real with who you are, what you're struggling with, or even just the things you like that you feel may not be accepted, that you have a hard time accepting because it's not what you or others consider the norm. Then you might be struggling with one or more than one of those things. Dishonoring yourself is a dangerous game. We are slowly killing our souls. We have been slowly killing our souls because we thought, we have convinced ourselves that safety was more important than authenticity. But here's the gag. While you are trying to feel safe, people don't see you for who you really are. You oftentimes have a struggle and a hard time seeing yourself for who you really are. And you also are going to have a hard time attracting the people who would love you just the way you really are. Yeah. While you are trying to fake the funk, to be in certain places, spaces, with people, at jobs, at churches, in relationships, intimate or otherwise, there is someone out there. There's a job out there that would accept you, affirm you, love you, celebrate you for who you are and show up as authentically. You are robbing yourself of that experience. And yeah, it'll take time. But it's worth it. It's worth knowing that you don't have to sacrifice yourself to be loved. That ain't godly at all. That is not godly. Come on, think about it. You use Jesus as an example. When he went missing as a child and they found him in the temple teaching and they're like, what? And he's just like, why y'all surprised? This is who I am. This is who I am. Who are you? Who are you really? Who are you really? And what parts of you, or all of you, are you scared to show because you think that you are going to be rejected? In newsflash, some people might reject you. Let me change that. Some people will reject you. That's part of life. But when you can get into the place where you are so comfortable in yourself that you are grateful when someone in one way or another lets you know that you don't mix with them, you don't vibe with them, you are not for them, because then you know, great. Now I've just made room for someone who is. I no longer have space for people in my life who are not for me, especially not in my inner circle. Take inventory of the people who are closest to you that you don't feel or you know you can't be real and authentic with. And I'm not going to say that it's all their fault. You know me, I'm always all about personal accountability and owning our stuff. Sometimes it's not them. Because you also will likely be surprised when you start showing up authentically that people you thought would reject you would be like, finally, girl, I've been waiting. I've been trying to say, you ain't got to hide for me. Show me you. I've always loved that person. I just was waiting on you to love that person. on my own journey of living authentically and being authentic, one of the books that I read many, many years ago, and I reread it every so often, it's a very short but very powerful book by Don Miguel Ruiz that is called The Four Agreements. And so I wanted to leave these with you today. Wherever you are on this authenticity journey, being courageous to show up as your authentic self, these are four things, the four agreements that have helped me to do exactly that. Number one, be impeccable with your word. That means to speak with integrity, say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. And to use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Number one, be impeccable with your word. Number two, don't take anything personally. That's one that I've had a hard time with. Not saying that people don't do things to you, but nothing others do is because of you. They might have done it to you, but why they did it is because of them. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. And when you are immune to the options and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. There's a saying, and I think it goes something like, you know, pain isn't a choice. Suffering is. It's like if you get injured, maybe you hurt your leg, your arm, whatever the case might be. Maybe somebody hit you. That wasn't your fault. It wasn't your choice. But after that, you just, oh, I'm not going to go to the hospital. I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm not going to take no medication. I'm not going to do these exercises. I'm not going to take care of myself. I'm just going to suffer. That's needless. There are doctors, medicine that can help you alleviate the pain. Why would you choose to suffer? So number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, which goes along with number two, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. A lot of us think we can't show up authentically. It's just an assumption. A lot of us sitting around here not liking, judging, ridiculing other people because of what we have assumed about them. And do not find the courage to just go to them and talk to them. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. And Don Miguel Ruiz says that with this, just this one agreement, if you're struggling and having a hard time with being impeccable with your word and not taking anything personally, this one agreement can completely transform your life. And number four, always do your best. But here's the thing, your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to when you're sick. Check in with yourself too. Day to day, moment to moment. Don't hold yourself to the standard of yesterday. If today you're not feeling 100%, just do what you can and the best that you can with who you are right now. He says that under any circumstance, whatever circumstance you find yourself, simply do your best. And when you know that you're doing your best for where you are and who you are right now, you can and will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and self-regret. So again, that's the four agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And those are: number one, be impeccable with your word. Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best. And if those resonated with you, you've never read the Four Agreements, go buy the book. Again, it's a short but very powerful read. He goes into, you know, obviously a little more explanation as to each of those agreements and how you can apply them to your life and how they can help you in all ways. But again, help you be courageous in being and living and showing up authentically. I promise you, your life will change. Your atmosphere will change, and you will inspire other people to live authentically, because you will undoubtedly let them know that it's safe to do so because you are living authentically too. And yeah, you'll get some hate. You'll get hate. Because your authenticity is going to trigger someone else. They're going to wonder why you had the audacity to buck the system. Do it anyway. Because you're doing it for them, whether they realize it or not. Know that those really aren't your people. They might be part of your ministry, but they aren't your people. So you don't have to don't take it personal, because it's really not about you. It's about them. Keep pushing, keep living, keep being. Keep being who God created you to be. And if you really want to be deep, that's sin. Sin is missing the mark. You're missing the mark on who you really are by trying to be someone you're not. Or not even trying, by being someone you're not. So let's repent. Turn away. Choose a different course. And be. Thank you for joining. This is Lucilenia of the Radiant Sessions podcast. I appreciate your time, your energy, your love, your support. So grateful that you continue to join me listening. I pray that this has encouraged you, maybe even challenged you, that it is helping you in your journey. I love to hear from you. Go ahead and check out my website if you haven't, www.lucilenia.com. Follow me on Instagram at win, lose, or draw. That's WINLUZ or draw. Send me a message to radiant@lucilenia.com. I would love to hear from you. And as always, be as radiant as the sun. See you next week. Or talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.